This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago City Council approved a $1.5 billion bond refinancing plan yesterday that budget officials hope will help the city's budget crunch. The refinancing plan is expected to bring in an estimated $110 million in savings. Finance Committee Chair Alderwoman Pat Dowell says it's the fiscally responsible choice.
And it would be financial mismanagement not to pass this ordinance. We're not kicking the can down the road. We're not adding to the city's debt burden. Every day we hear calls to eliminate waste, and that's exactly what we're doing this afternoon.
The plan comes as the city faces a $982 million budget gap for 2025. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is also considering cuts, layoffs, or a property tax increase to help close it. Defense attorneys and former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's corruption trial undercut one of the government's very first witnesses. Prosecutors turned to former Democratic State Representative Scott Drury to explain Madigan's immense power when he ran the Illinois House. Drury clashed with Madigan during his time in Springfield and even flirted with a rogue bid to unseat Madigan as Speaker. After no supporters emerged in that bid and he'd angered Madigan, Drury said his legislation languished. But Madigan lawyer Todd Pugh pressed Drury if no bills of his actually passed in his third and final term, and Drury said that was his recollection. Pugh then showed jurors four separate jury-sponsored bills that got full House votes, with two becoming law. It was legislation Drury seemed to have a hard time remembering. One of the more than 30 Chicago police officers named in a new federal lawsuit is a disgraced former detective. Jimmy Soto is suing the city, Cook County, and dozens of cops for his wrongful conviction for a 1981 double murder in Little Village. Former detective Reynaldo Guevara is named in the suit filed yesterday by Soto. Soto served 42 years in prison before becoming exonerated and released late last year. His attorney, John Lovey, says Guevara has a long track record.
Mr. Guevara has been responsible for dozens of wrongful convictions and really the same MO every time. He decides who's guilty, and then the facts and the evidence has to fit his hypothesis. We look forward to deposing Mr. Guevara and asking him some questions, and let's see what his answers are.
Guevara retired in 2005. Chicago police declined to comment. Fewer freshmen are starting college this fall, according to new national data. But overall, college enrollment is up 2% in Illinois as other groups of students have grown. Doug Shapiro's research team at the National Student Clearinghouse found the number of returning students and high school students taking college credits is up, and the number of freshmen aged 25 and older has increased more than a third since 2022.
This is a really interesting phenomenon. We don't know why that's occurring, but we do know that in terms of overall numbers, they are still very small compared to the number of traditional age students.
Shapiro calls the increase among older aged freshmen remarkable, but not enough to make up for the lack of 18 and 19 year olds starting college. Some more things you should know today. McDonald's Quarter Pounders have been linked to an E. coli outbreak. The CDC says nearly 50 cases have been reported across 10 western states, with one death being reported in Colorado. There have been no cases in Illinois to this point. Investigators are working to determine which Quarter Pounder ingredient is contaminated, and they're pulling the burger off the menu in some states. The new-look Chicago Bulls will kick off the regular season tonight at 7 in New Orleans, where they face the Pelicans. With DeMar DeRozan and Alex Caruso leaving in the offseason, the team is hoping some of the younger players can take a step up in their game and become bigger contributors. The Bulls' injury report is clean ahead of tonight's game, meaning guard Lonzo Ball is set to play his first regular season game in nearly 3 years. Today's weather, it will start out cloudy, but we will see some sunshine later today. The high will be in the low 60s, and tomorrow we're expecting plenty of sun and a high in the mid-60s. That's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.